In Massachusetts, state legislators are meeting today in a constitutional convention. They're set to vote on a proposed amendment to the state's constitution that would ban gay marriage. Last November, the state's Supreme Judicial Court ruled that gay couples should be allowed to marry, and last week, that same court said that only full marriage, not just civil unions, would pass constitutional muster. Rachel Gottbaum from member station WBUR in Boston has this report.
Good afternoon, Senator Brian Choice's office. So you're in favor of gay marriage?
For several days, aides to State Representative Brian Joyce have fielded call after call on the issue of gay marriage. Staff member Michael Salerno says he's never experienced anything like it.
Never have I come across just so many people calling on just one certain issue.
Two floors down, the head of the Massachusetts Family Institute, Ron Cruz, met with his ally, Representative Philip Travis.
It does require unanimous consent. Yeah. Okay, and so that's not going to happen.
Travis is sponsor of the state's Defense of Marriage Amendment that would define marriage as a union between a man and a woman.
This is the most important issue I have ever taken up in 22 years. And colleagues who have been here longer than 22 years saying they've received more mail, more input, and more face-to-face dialogue in their districts than anything else they've ever taken up in their political careers.
Lobbyists from both sides used every last minute before the vote to woo the reported 10% of lawmakers who are still undecided. Arlene Isaacson, the chief lobbyist for the Massachusetts Gay and Lesbian Caucus, was constantly taking a head count.
She just visited Katujan's
office, and he's going to vote no.
He's going to vote with us.
Oh, yes.
Okay. I had a moment of panic.
He's going to vote with us.
Isaacson bounded from floor to floor, meeting with legislators who worked to persuade their colleagues to defeat the amendment. She says she's chasing a moving target.
Well, we've got to do head counts. I've got to see a lot of legislators to try and find out if they've changed positions. I have to get the legislators who are our whips to agree to the strategy.
Advocates from both sides use these last hours to knock on legislators' doors, but not all are from Massachusetts. Supporters of the amendment flew in lobbyists from Washington, D.C. to strategize and pass out flyers. They also recruited teenagers, including this group of homeschooled kids who came to Representative Peter Katujian's office.
We have a bunch of students, about 16, from all over the state, and we were wondering if we could spend some time discussing the marriage amendment with you.
Some of these very young lobbyists traveled from as far away as Alabama. 18-year-old Chris Stanton is from Virginia. He's been knocking on doors in the Massachusetts State House for the past 4 weeks.
We are going, actually, and asking legislators questions and trying to find out their positions, and we are advocating for traditional marriage.
Groups supporting gay marriage say they have only a fraction of the resources their opponents have. Both sides say they will do everything they can to swing the vote their way. For Day to Day, this is Rachel Gottbaum in Boston.